Oh, buddy, we are so back. Welcome to the home for anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Cali, back from wherever I was. It was kind of a dark time, dark period. My mental state was kind of downward spiraling, I guess you could say. It kind of happens when you are overloaded with a lot of things and you don't really get time to do what it is that you like. And now I have a little bit more time and I wanted to get back into the things that I like. And I had a whole half of a volume left to complete. So the fact that I'm able to get back now, I'm very happy. But no, yeah, my mental state was just on the decline, kind of like humanity. In the show, humanity has declined. You will have no idea how many takes it took to get this right. I will not tell you, but thank you so much for sticking with that. But I was telling the truth. Don't worry. I am feeling kind of better. Good enough to do this. But yes, I got to watch a show called Humanity Has Declined. And too long didn't read. It was great. I really loved it. But for those of you who like to stick with your old pal, GPC, just let me sit with you down at the fire and hope that the smoke doesn't go in either of our faces, and we can talk about Humanity Has Declined. So, what is Humanity Has Declined about? Basically, humanity is going extinct, and there is a new race called fairies that just kind of popped up, and fairies are seen as the new humans because there are so few humans left. And Humanity Has Declined follows this mediator between humans and fairies named Watashi. So her name is literally I, because she doesn't have a name. Nobody calls her anything. They're just like, oh, it's the mediator, or oh, it's my granddaughter. But yeah, it's usually you or mediator. But yeah, Watashi is a mediator between humans and fairies. And every episode, or I guess I should say set of episodes, revolves around her attempting to solve certain mysteries to do her job. Now, her job is actually really cool, and apparently it was something that you could study. The world of Humanity Has Declined, as I'm sure you can imagine, humanity is on the brink of extinction. There are a lot of abandoned places. There are places that need to be reclaimed for land. There are a lot of, I guess you could say, utopias that need to be built for fairies. And fairies are really whimsical creatures. They thrive on sweets to make things happen. It's pretty cool. It's a really interesting world to delve into, to the point where I actually thought about picking up the light novels, but I was kind of having a hard time with getting my mitts on them, because you know it's getting a little colder. Mitts, I'm so funny. But anyway, it's cool. I really like it, and I want to know more. Though it does beg the question in my mind, it's kind of nagging, when we go into this next section, which is the story structure. I'm not sure how it's structured in the light novel, but in the anime, the storytelling itself is disjointed. When we start the show, we are starting with Watashi well into her career, and by the time we end the show, we're actually in a slew of flashbacks. It could be jarring for some people, and I 100% understand how and why it would be. because it's not a forward-moving story. It's extremely episodic by nature. I would say every, I guess you could call it an arc, but really every story takes around 2 episodes to start and end. I think in 1 or 2 cases, it was 3 episodes, but that's the most that you'll get. And what I like about this show is it's essentially saying, we're not going to give you anything to figure out. You basically just need to know that none of this is inherently connected. So there are episodes that take place between obviously where we start, but then maybe it'll be, I don't know how much time will have passed for the next story, or if it takes place in the past or in the future. One of them I am just completely lost on because it has to do with her assistant, and it could very well have been a, I forgot that this happened, or a, this is just happening. And the show is just so controlledly random that you can just go with it. And I really like that. It's like, you don't really have to be, you don't have to solve a Rubik's Cube to figure it out. It's just, you're just plugged in. And luckily enough, it gives you enough for you to stay engaged, to be plugged in. And that works for me, especially for where I was at when I watched this, which was, I just need something pleasant, at least pleasant for me. This worked. I didn't have to work too hard. I could just really sit back and enjoy. I guess you could even call it an anthology. Yeah, actually, now that I'm saying it out loud, it's kind of that. But yeah, just now I really do wonder what it would be like in the light novels. Which, don't look up the light novel spoilers, because now I just have a bunch of questions buzzing in my head that I don't want to think about. Now, if we were to talk about the genre, I would say that this very much delves into being a dark comedy. I know that critics use the term pitch black. I mean, sure, but it's just dark comedy. It's a post-apocalyptic world, and, you know, do with that what you will. You could think, oh, there's a huge possibility of things being scary. And you kind of get set up with that, because the first episode or two, there's a loaf of bread that rips itself apart and bleeds all over the place. That's a trigger warning, by the way. And a group of angry, raw-skinned chickens. I mean, I'm not saying you got to think about that. You don't have to picture it, even though you probably are, and I'm sorry about that, but it just gets that weird. And what's so funny is that Watashi is such a dry and witty protagonist. To her, it's just an inconvenience. She's just like, in her internal dialogue, which she has a lot of, she'll just say, I don't want to be here, or I don't want to be around this person who I inherently do not believe is a good person. But then you have that contrasting with the fact that on the outside, she is literally a mediator. So she's a mediator who hates mediating when it comes to people or absurd situations. She just wants to chill out and do her job in a reasonable fashion. And joining the workforce, I get it. You don't want random BS just all over your shit. you know, just you want to stay in your lane. And that's very much her thing, and I
really
really
like
like that.
that.
But the humor really does help to stitch everything together. Like I was saying earlier, how it's kind of non-linear. It keeps you engaged, and really, thanks to the humor and thanks to Watashi, I would say by the halfway point, I was content. A few episodes in, I was just like, this is funny. I don't get it. Halfway through, I got it. And I just sat back and chuckled frequently, which is the best thing that I can ever say about a comedy show of any type. If you can keep me engaged and you can keep me chuckling, then you've done good. You've done very good. So I'm very happy with the show. The plot and the world elements actually are relatively easy to digest because it all just kind of comes naturally through these disjointed stories, which now that I think about it, I guess it makes this anthology cohesive. This is a non-linear, cohesive anthology. Damn, I sound smart. Oh shit, wait, I have a master's degree. What am I even doing with that? But to put it into perspective, there is th th this is actually genius. There's a manga episode, well, it's a couple episodes where they get trapped in a manga because they found this way to manufacture on a large scale manga. And Montessori is just like, I don't want to be here, but this person from school is making me join her, and I really don't like her. Next thing you know, they're in a manga and they have to write themselves out of the manga before it gets canceled. I kid you not, it is the funniest thing, because imagine actively trying to write yourself up to the top so that you don't die from being canceled in a manga that you are magically a part of. It's great. It's wild, but it's worth it, I promise. Now, as you know, when we have pretty shows, I usually make tea room episodes out of it, but I decided against it this time. But this show is really pretty. I've not seen every anime that has ever been created. You know that. I know that. We're going on this anime journey together. That is a big reason why I started the Home for Anime, why I've opened its doors to all of you so that we can learn about anime together. But I can honestly say that I've never seen a show that looks like this one. The use of light and shading are extremely apparent, and they really add to the show. I mean, there's this dark vibrancy because everything is kind of pastel, but it meshes against this post-apocalyptic world. So everything looks kind of grungy, but overall, you could easily say that this was coming straight out of a children's book. I would believe you. I did think that when I saw the cover of the Blu-ray, but I was mistaken. It most certainly was not that. This is definitely a hard PG-13 or TV-14 because it does get slightly graphic for those two things that I mentioned earlier. But it's absolutely beautiful. I mean, I've seen gorgeous shows, you know, KyoAni's entire catalog and things from Madhouse and Trigger. But this has just, it's another case of going outside of the norm in terms of art. It just works really well. It's just really pretty. Everything just looks amazing. And the eyes in this show are different from any eyes that I have seen in anime, which again may lend itself to the fact that I have not watched every anime in existence. But it's really cool. There are these lines in the pupils, and they act like a shade almost. It's honestly fascinating to look at from an art perspective. I can see that it kind of adds maybe a little bit of depth, but at the same time, it's just very catching. Your attention, especially when they loom over faces for an extended period of time, you shift to their eyes. And as an eye guy, I mean that very seriously. It's just, I cannot sing this show's praises high enough, and the praising is not about to stop. And I will tell you why. The music, it's fitting. You're in this post-apocalyptic fairy tale. Oh, that works too. I don't know why I didn't say that. You're in this post-apocalyptic fairy tale. The opening is forgettable. It's kind of funky, the actual visuals, but I don't remember much about it other than there's this part where everyone is doing some weird dance. I don't know. But it's the ending that really got me. The ending really leans into the title of Humanity Has Declined. It's beautiful, it's sad, it's fun and melancholy. It really does capture the essence of what the show ends up being. So once you watch that ending for the first time, you don't get it right away, but ultimately you know, or you're given the context of what the entire show is going to be and what it's going to feel like. And just to add the whipped cream and cherry on top, because I know you guys like sweets. Well, I hope you do. I don't know. I have a huge problem. This is kind of off subject. I really, really like chocolate a lot. I put chocolate syrup on Oreos and I dip them in milk, sometimes chocolate milk, but it's kind of a problem. People keep giving me candy, and I've had to start saying no because I have a figure to maintain. I do not make a lot of money, so I do not want to have to buy new jeans, I'm sure you can see. So it was also kind of hard to see these berries get to indulge themselves, but that's just a me thing, you know. We can all be as healthy as we want to be, but that's just a side note. Sorry about that. But the last bit of sweets that I will put, at least right here, is that the singer of my absolute favorite anime ending of all time, Masumi Ito, who sang the ending Blue Flow from Haibane Renmei, peak show, incredible, something that everybody needs to watch at least 3 times in their lives. Once definitely, twice for sure, 3 times I am begging you, it just gets better every time. It's also sad, but I don't know, emotionally it just adds something to you. But that's neither here nor there. What Ito did for Blue Flow, she also did for this. And I mean, it's a bit more fun and campy, but at the same time, you, like I said, you really get the show. Because while you get those visuals that lean into what the show is about, there's just something about Ito's voice, her inflection, and everything that's being said, which if you have subtitles on, you get. That just makes this even more majestic. It makes you it's feel good in a dark way, but also, I don't know, it raises your serotonin a little bit, and it also, maybe it's just me, I felt a little bit more emotionally aware of where I was at the time when I kind of wasn't able to pinpoint it. And I think it's really great that this ending was able to give me that. Really, that this show was able to give me that. But yeah, no, I love Ito's voice, and I think she did a wonderful job with this song. I think it paired very well with the ending, and it's just a great show. I think that the show itself, just to wrap up, I think it's sweet and bittersweet. It's whimsical, extremely, and just horribly funny. And by horribly, I mean ridiculously. There's not a bad thing about this show for me personally. I really didn't understand the impact that it would have on me when I watched it, but by the time I was done with it, it had made my favorites list. I would say it's in my top 25 of all the anime I've seen. It's just wonderful. And honestly, I'm game to rewatch it anytime. But please, 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 definitely give this show a shot. And with all that being said, if you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at AnimeAlphaGoat. I also have a Threads that I'm slowly but surely learning how to use. If you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. If you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider subscribing to the Patreon or the Buy Me a Tea. And everything is also on my website, ouranimehome.com, which I try to write a blog post a month. I should do it more. Writing is great. Side note, if you ever want to keep a journal, I have heard, and I'm kind of experiencing that it's a good way to get your feelings out without actually having to say anything. So this is kind of good, like having a blog or having your own personal journal. Just being able to write is actually quite a stress reliever. So yeah, that's also on ouranimehome.com. But thank you all so much for listening, and thank you for being patient. The people who listen to the podcast, you're very gracious and you're very patient, because I always end up taking chunks of time off because for some reason in my life, things always pop up as they do for just about everybody. So you truly are appreciated. Truly, thank you so much. And with that, I am out.